The title of this article is Taxpayer Dollars Fuel War on Free Speech, The Case of Internews and Government-Funded Censorship. The subtitle is One of the Latest Revelations Concerns USAID Funding of Internews, a nonprofit organization that, under the guise of combating misinformation, is actively influencing what information the public can access about health and other critical issues. Internews and the government's role in censorship. Internews has reportedly received over $472 million from USAID, despite evidence suggesting that it supports censorship and narrative pertin, control rather than journalistic independence. At the forefront of this effort is Internews CEO Jean Bergal, who has openly advocated for mechanisms to steer public perception. She spoke at the World Economic Forum about how to address disinformation, and she emphasized the need to push advertising dollars toward content deemed as good news, a strategy eerily reminiscent of Orwellian thought control. Bergal's statements are particularly alarming given her track record in government-funded initiatives that blur the line between journalism and propaganda. She praised the initial beautifully unified COVID messaging that resulted in high vaccine enthusiasm, but lamented the rise of vaccine hesitancy when mixed information surfaced. This perspective reveals a fundamental misunderstanding of journalism's role reporting balanced facts from a spectrum of sources rather than curating messages from limited sources to achieve predetermined policy goals. If the press exists to promote unity around specific narratives rather than foster informed debate, it ceases to be free press at all. That this effort is being bankrolled by taxpayers should concern every American who values the First Amendment. A broader pattern of government-funded suppression. Internews is just one piece of much larger, government-driven, globe-spanning censorship efforts. From fact-checking initiatives to AI-driven content moderation, federal agencies have in recent years funneled millions into projects designed to manage online discourse. On February 14th, in a speech at a global security conference in Munich, Germany, Vice President J.D. Vance pointed to chilling examples from Europe of censorship gone amok. I look to Brussels, where EU Commission commissars warned citizens that they intend to shut down social media during times of civil unrest, the moment they spot what they've judged to be hateful content. Or to this very country where police have carried out raids against citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist comments, bah. Online, as part of combating misogyny on the internet, I believe deeply that there is no security if you are afraid of the voices, the opinions, and the conscience that guide your very own people. Then there are the efforts of our own government. We've reported previously how the National Science Foundation, NSF, has funded artificial intelligence programs aimed at curbing what it deems as misinformation. A report from the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government highlighted how these AI tools are being developed to monitor, shadow ban, and suppress views that contradict official narratives on health, politics, and climate change. Government agencies also pursue strategies like pre-bunking, a process meant to condition the public against certain viewpoints before they even encounter them. A paper from several CDC scientists in The Lancet Public Health recommends regulatory and legal interventions to penalize medical professionals who disseminate so-called misinformation. This isn't public health, it's thought control. Why Free Speech and Health Matters ANH has long fought against censorship that limits access to natural health information. Government-aligned efforts to suppress discussion on vitamins, minerals, and non-pharmaceutical treatments mirror the suppression of alternative COVID perspectives. The issue goes way beyond on type of medical intervention vaccines that get a disproportionate amount of attention. It's about whether people have the right to explore all available health options without interference from a government-backed censorship apparatus. That's why our soon-to-be-issued petition against the FDA that aims to open up the market to hundreds of health claims made by the government's own health agencies is so crucial. The battle for health freedom is fundamentally a battle for free speech. The same institutions that claim to follow the science during COVID now openly endorse regulating speech under the banner of misinformation control. But truth cannot be dictated egg must be debated, explored, and scrutinized. Time to take a stand. The revelations about Internews and USAID funding are just the tip of the iceberg. The government's multi-pronged approach to controlling information spans AI-driven censorship, financial pressure on media outlets, and legal threats against dissenting professionals. If we allow this system to persist, the erosion of free speech will continue until only state-approved narratives remain. We will be monitoring the new administration's efforts in this regard very carefully, given its declared interest in restoring free speech while committing to AI. It's time to demand accountability. Taxpayer dollars should not fund programs that silence legitimate debate. Public health decisions must be made transparently, with access to all perspectives, not just those sanctioned by government agencies and their corporate partners. Please share this article widely within your networks.